One of the holy grails of the private equity world is finding truly reliable data on deals that can be analyzed, assessed, looked at in cross-section and over time series has really been a huge challenge for the industry. And while Bain has a substantial amount of databases of deals that we track ourselves, we've really been looking for a partner to help us up our game. And in 5 years of searching, that led me to the door of Dr. Daniel Schmidt, CEO and founder of Cypress.
Cypress is a digital investment platform where LPs, GPs, or other intermediaries exchange data on their transactions.
There are so many data vendors that are promising the moon when it comes to deals, but how many of them have 70,000 deals in their database the way Cypress does? And how many of them have hundreds of variables per deal that are all verified and all sourced from the GPs themselves? Not many.
The confidentiality and the secure exchange allows us to generate the largest data set in the world to even better understand the drivers of returns, which helps these market participants solve problems which they otherwise couldn't solve.
I'm Hugh MacArthur, head of Bain's Global Private Equity Practice. This is Dry Powder. And when you say it's the biggest set of data in the world, like how many funds and how many deals are we talking about that's in this data set?
At the moment, we are connecting about 1,200 LPs with GPs who deliver today about 7,800 funds. So we're talking here about concretely 78,000 portfolio companies. So on each of the 78,000 portfolio companies, we track about 150 data points. So these are investment cash flows, which the data set covers at the moment, including also P&L and balance sheet information.
So almost 8,000 funds and almost 80,000 deals are covered in your data set. What kinds of questions does adding the 78,000 deals allow an investor to answer that were previously very difficult to answer? Do you have any examples?
Yeah, sure. The focus of every investor at the moment is to concentrate on strategies which are not depending on multiple expansion and concentrate on operational improvement. If we're looking to our 78,000 portfolio companies today, we see that 50% of the companies that have been bought in 2016 and 17 have a revenue CAGR that is below the historical average. 25% of the firms have even a negative revenue CAGR. However, 25% of the firms show revenue growth, which is 75% above the historical average. So the companies who do things right are able to drive revenue massively. If we're looking, for example, for Asian deals, in Asia, the margin improvement was the main driver of enterprise value. So the main driver of returns was that buyout houses bought into companies which maybe were not 100% efficient, and the active management of the buyout houses were helping to improve efficiency of those companies and drive margins.
It's an interesting example of what you can do, and I've noticed that what we've been able to do at Bain with certain client assignments is take Cypress data, be able to analyze deal returns by region, by deal type, by subsector, and really run analytics on the IRRs and the MOICs and loss ratios across those different vectors, then marry that up to the private equity firm, our client's own deal-by-deal returns.
So there's a broad range of use cases, but the core and the secret of all is that we have achieved to develop a data connection and data delivery service, which GPs use themselves in their own framework to make analysis really deep down to the P&Ls and the development of these P&Ls.
And I'll give you one example of where I think the marriage of our business models could have an extremely high impact. One would be just deal screening. So while firms will tell you they review 1,000 or 2,000 deals a year, very often the people doing the reviewing can be junior, they can have a lot of deals going on that they're trying to close, they can have portfolio company problems. So the amount of care and attention that goes into each one of these deals at any point in time can frankly vary because we're all human beings and there's no automated way to do this. But if I had access to the kind of structured data that CPRIS provides, and Bain experience and Bain data sources would help me focus very quickly on the 300 to 400 that are the highest potential deals for me as an investor, and then really apply my scarcest resource, which is my talent's time, against those deals and kick out the 60 to 70% of deals that might otherwise take me a very long time to kick out, and given my own analog processes today.
So let's say I'm a large GP that has thousands of incoming deals. How do I identify which are the deals which not only produce a high return, but also who bring me in a portfolio context uncorrelated return drivers? So in the next macro shock, even if a few companies might not perform, others are driven by factors which are completely uncorrelated and give a hedging effect to the portfolio. When we're looking 10 years into the future, that will be the questions a big GP has in building his own business from a portfolio strategy.
So that's a terrific other lens that we can have investors look through. So there's a whole deal triage pipeline management lens, which you briefly touched on. Then what you're talking about is really kind of a risk management portfolio building tool, so I can understand where my returns are coming from and also manage and limit my risk factors in building that portfolio as I'm actually doing it.
Exactly. So we have learned from the LP world, what is an LP doing when he decides to invest into a certain private market segment? The first set allocations. This can be regional allocations, this can be industry allocations, but mainly these are strategy allocations. And trying to build a portfolio which is uncorrelated, that it survives every macro shock and market volatility which will come. More and more GPs are thinking in the same way, to expand their offering away from only a classical leveraged buyout strategy into other buyout segments, but also into a completely other private market segments like infrastructure, like growth, like even venture, like restructuring, in order to build a portfolio of strategies which is uncorrelated.
And that's very much on trend where we see the market going. So finding more intelligent ways to build efficient portfolios along the risk frontier is going to be hugely valuable to investors of all kinds. And one of the reasons that we're very excited about the partnership is just the different number of products and lenses that we can create to add value to investors. We've talked about a lot here on the show already today, but there are others, including potential applications like value maximization. You know, at what stage in the ownership period am I adding the most value to an investment through pulling what levers, and how to make sure that I actually understand that as the investor? What does that do to optimizing my exits on different investments? How do I know when I've added 80 to 90% of the value that I'm likely going to add to an investment? I mean, there's just a tremendous number of potential applications.
I'm pretty sure in 10 years from today, investment technology applied by the right persons who know how to apply it, who have the knowledge, will be a critical driver of making returns, much more than it has been in the manual world, which we had the last 10 years.
Well, Daniel, we obviously agree that investors, particularly GPs, which I think have a long way to go in upping their game and utilizing technology for their own investment processes, can benefit tremendously from changes in data science and technology. And just getting a little bit better in a batting average game like private equity or investing can actually have an outsized impact on the returns to LPs, GPs, and all stakeholders in the industry. Dr. Daniel Schmidt, thank you very much for being on the show, and looking very much forward to seeing where our partnership goes in the near term.
Thanks a lot to you for inviting me.
I'm Hugh MacArthur. Thank you for listening.